This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Stool Sports. He's a movie guy, but he's a Cleveland sports guy. We'll get his take on the 30-year anniversary of the Browns moving to Baltimore, if that has any impact on him. He's a little bit younger. I think he's a little bit younger than JP as well. So we'll see if he's got any feelings on that. We'll see what he thinks about this game this weekend. But, of course, we are in the thick of it. We have just 5 series left with the Guardians, which makes it about, math is really hard, about 17 games left in the season. They did finish off the series win over the Royals last night, a 4-game set with a 3-2 win, but they still have a ways to go in the wild card to talk about this and that and so much in between. We head out to the fan hotline to welcome on Guardians TV analyst Chris Jimenez. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And hopefully you guys continue to bring us some good luck.
Oh, that's it. You know, people have been saying it was us. It's been Nick and Jonathan.
You're taking a lot of credit here, Chris. Yeah,
not the ball players.
As you should.
Yeah, it was Nick and Jonathan, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, whatever works. We'll take any help we can get.
All right, so they're 8.5 back in the division. They are 3.5 back in the wild card. What has to happen from their side to sneak into the playoffs here and grab that last wild card spot?
Yeah, I mean, great question. And honestly, I think they have to continue to put the pressure on the teams in front of them. You know, that series at the very end of the season against the Texas Rangers is looming. I have a sinking suspicion that it's going to come down to possibly that. The way Houston has been playing, the way the Seattle Mariners have been playing, the way the Texas Rangers have been playing. The only one of those three teams that I just mentioned that hasn't been playing great is the Houston Astros. They may even find themselves out of the playoff race altogether if they continue playing the way they have been. But the two teams in front of them right now is technically Seattle's tied with them, but the Seattle Mariners and the Texas Rangers have been as hot as any team in Major League Baseball the last week. You almost wonder if they haven't gotten too hot too quick. So by the Guardians continuing to put pressure on those teams to have to force themselves to win, you know, pressure creates diamonds, and sometimes it also creates an explosion in the diamond process. And I'm hoping that they continue to put pressure on those teams in front of them. They're going to see some of those explosions from teams imploding on themselves.
Yeah, Mariners have won 6 straight. I think the Rangers have now won 4 straight. You're right. They're playing incredible baseball, but so are the Guardians. And that's the part that I find interesting. Like, and you highlighted that end of series matchup with the Rangers, or end of season matchup with the Rangers. And Chris, I'm jonesing at the thought of that being for a wild card berth already.
Yeah, tell me about it. Me too. And I think a lot of these guys in the clubhouse are as well. You know, the biggest thing is you can't look too far ahead. You have to continue, if you're Cleveland, to take it one game at a time. You know, we have this 3-game series, and on paper, it's against, well, I mean, we play them in the real game too, but against the Chicago White Sox, and on paper, you would think advantage Guardians, but the White Sox are the hottest team in baseball since the start of September. They've been on fire. They've been scoring over 6 runs a game in the month of September, so it's going to be a battle, but the good thing is good pitching always beats good hitting this time of the year, And there's not a hotter pitching staff in baseball than the Cleveland Guardians.
Chris, you mentioned good pitching. We have gotten some near no hitters. And then Joey Cantillo goes out there and has a game where he goes eight strong innings. Did give up four hits, but no walks. So I will ask you, baseball fan to baseball fan, why do we favor no hitters and no walk games, especially from an effectively wild pitcher like Joey? Why did they get no love?
That's a great question, because not walking somebody in a game is a feat in its own. They should have that own category now, because we just do not see it anymore. With the rise of bullpens and elite stuff and velocity and using the top of the strike zone, it's bound to happen, right? With how teams are pitching certain hitters now, it's bound to walk. You're bound to walk guys. And I think when you go out there and you trust your stuff in the strike zone, and that's one thing they challenged Joey Cantillo in particular doing when he went down to Columbus for that 2-week stint, was trusting your stuff in the strike zone. We know at this level his stuff plays when he can throw strikes. The key is the throwing strikes part. And I think he took that. He went down there. He ran with it. Because what I've seen out of him, the two starts he's been back here, the first one in Boston, he did a great job. That lineup was on fire. He limited them damage-wise. You know, two runs in six innings, did a great job there. And then obviously what he did against, the Kansas City Royals here this last time out is nothing short of spectacular. If we get to see that type of Joey Cantillo and Slade Ciccone and obviously Gavin Williams last night, he did a great job after giving up a two-run homer there in the first inning to Vinny Pasquantino, you know, did a great job of settling himself in. And this team has the ability to pitch. I think if you're looking at a team, too, that could sneak in, which obviously I hope we do, but opposing teams do not want to play, it's absolutely our pitching staff, because of how good not only the starters have been, but the bullpen has been the last 6 weeks in particular.
I heard Austin Hedges a couple days ago. He was talking about the offense getting timely hits and then the bullpen being fresh and now the starting pitching the way that it is. And he said basically we're a problem for the rest of the league now.
Right.
And
right.
I loved hearing that. I thought it'd been, you know, for the longest time, it felt like we heard a lot of confidence from Vogt. Maybe not as much like that from some of the players inside the clubhouse, though. It feels like now, I mean, Chris, you're there every day. Does it feel like they've picked up that confidence that Hedges is talking about?
Yeah, I do. And he's obviously the kind of the creator of that confidence in that clubhouse. And we haven't really heard that out of him, to be completely honest with you. Yes, you're right. Vogt's been very steadfast on, you know, how he's perceived, I guess, this team outwardly towards the media, towards the fan base. And it's been one of consistency. And I think, you know, we haven't seen this team be very consistent for long stretches this year. So I think it was hard for even the group of guys in the clubhouse to really get behind. But when they have been consistent, it has been a lot of fun, not only in the clubhouse, on the field, from the fan base, but they have been very, very good. And I think they're starting to remember the feel that they had this time last year. Those guys that were in that clubhouse last year, that were a part of the special run that they had last year, I think they want that and are yearning for that again. And I absolutely think they're starting to believe that if they can just find a way to sneak in a chip in a chair, so to speak, if you have a chip in a chair, you're going to find yourself with a chance. And I think they believe that they still have a chance right now, and that could be a very dangerous vote of confidence for them.
Chris Jimenez, Guardians TV analyst, former Indians catcher, multi-position man, really. You played a fair amount of positions here at the big league. You did it all. Mm-hmm. You did it well. And he's on the fan hotline here. So I don't want to trivialize what baseball's trying to do. But it's been three whole months without Luis Ortiz. It's been two whole months without Emmanuel Clase. And this thing drags on into the offseason. And I'm curious about Ortiz and Clase. If baseball doesn't hammer them with a suspension, if they find out they just don't have enough evidence or whatever, will those two guys have to do work to earn back the trust of their teammates? Or do you think that the players will be more outraged that, you know, 2 and 3 months of two guys' careers were just kind of taken from them?
Yeah, you know, that's actually a really good question. And to be completely honest, I would imagine, since I've never really had to deal with this before from a teammate perspective, I would imagine there will be a few side eyes in the clubhouse, right? When those guys walk back in, obviously if they're, you know, we live in the United States still, we're innocent until proven guilty. And obviously that whole process has to go through. And if they are truthfully, you know, proven innocent in this thing, or there's not enough, you know, information to throw the hammer down on them. I would imagine that guys would welcome them back with, you know, maybe a few side eyes in there. But if they are implicated in anything, and again, I have zero information in that regard. I think we're all kind of in the same boat. We're all kind of waiting, you know, to see what's going to happen. You know, if they're implicated in any way, there's going to be a lot of work that has to be done. And honestly, I would not, you know, be surprised if some of those guys in the clubhouse didn't ever forgive, you know, a couple of those guys for doing something like that. That's a big no-no. That's the first thing that when you walk into any clubhouse in Major League Baseball, the first thing you see when you walk in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Is Rule 21. It's the no betting thing. And it's not for a lack of information out there, because the first meeting you have every spring training is about this. The first thing you see in every clubhouse is that. So it's more of a, you're taking this into your own hands type of thing. And it sucks that, you know, we have lost our closer, arguably the best closer in Major League Baseball. We've lost our number three starter. And this is where I'm going to spin it and kind of give our guys and Vody and Albie and company a ton of credit, is they've somehow still managed to find themselves 3.5 games out of the wild card with 2 weeks left to go, right in the thick of it with literally everything right in front of them. If they take care of business, they could still find a way to sneak into the playoffs. And once you get in, man, you never know what can happen from there.
I think Cal Raleigh's hitting like 208 or so since the All-Star break. Yeah. He's probably going to finish around 240 in general. He's still hitting home runs, though. Has he done enough to win league MVP? Or at this point, is he just letting it slip through his fingers?
You know, as sad as this makes me, you know, feel, and it pains me to say, we talked about this morning on MLB Network with Steve Phillips, and we went through, you know, category by category. Is it Cal Raleigh? Is it Aaron Judge? And Aaron Judge has Cal Raleigh in every single offensive category except for home runs, RBIs. Cal Raleigh has more RBIs and stolen bases, which I kind of found kind of funny, to be completely honest with you. But honestly, I'm not sure he's done enough the second half to win the award. I'm Team Cal all the way in regards to giving it to him. I don't think we should just give it to Aaron Judge just because he's a New York Yankee. Don't get me wrong. Aaron Judge is the best hitter our game has to offer right now. It's unbelievable what this young man has been able to do. You know, he just hit his 45th and 46th homer last night, tying Joe DiMaggio for, I think, fourth all-time in franchise history, which he's going to continue to pass milestones. But what I don't want people to forget or even not think about in general is the position that Cal Raleigh plays. And yeah, it's maybe a little bit closer to my heart, so I have an affinity for it, but people have no idea how freaking hard it is to be a catcher every single day in the big leagues and then try to go out and put out an offensive performance. And then, oh yeah, by the way, he's a switch hitter. So he's doubling his workload from the offensive side of things, plus of all the physical and mental toll it takes from the catching side of things as well. And truthfully, I don't think the team is the same without Cal in regards to the Seattle Mariners. And yeah, they've gotten help from Josh Naylor, our old friend, and obviously Suarez and some other guys there. But if you take Judge off the Yankees and Cal off the Seattle Mariners, I think it probably affects the Seattle Mariners a little bit more just because of the position that Cal plays as well.
Chris, bringing it home to our MVP here, Hosey has come incredibly close to winning an MVP. Two third-place finishes, a second-place finish, a fourth-place finish, a sixth-place. He's pretty much finished everywhere in the top ten but first. And he's got five silver sluggers to this point, seven all-star appearances. Does it hurt Hosey's legacy in the long run if he never ends up winning that MVP?
You know what? I'll be completely honest with you. I don't think it hurts at all. And you can make the argument that not having an MVP, you know, you'll never have that to your name, but I could make that argument that not winning the MVP is arguably more impressive. And I know that sounds absolutely crazy, but just hear me out. What I mean by that is to be so close for so many years, if you look at who actually won the MVP, they may have had overall better stats than Jose. And generally it's offense, right? Because that's an offensive award as much as they want to admit it or not. That's why Aaron Judge is even involved in this in the first place. But I think it gives a ton of credibility to Jose and just shows overall how good of an offensive player he's been in this league. Because number one, the thing that Hosey doesn't get enough credit for, he's doing this essentially by himself. I mean, Kyle Manzardo's had a fantastic year, had his 26th homer the other day, has done a very good job of trying to fill the shoes of Josh Naylor. But other than that, it's Stephen Kwan, it's Jose Ramirez, and it's been Kyle Manzardo have been the main offensive outputs on this team, where if you look at guys like Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani when he won, we're talking about Ohtani playing with three Hall of Famers, you know? You've got two Hall of Famers, and Albert Pujols behind him, Mike Trout behind him. You know, you got Aaron Judge with Stanton. You got all kinds of other really, really good players, all-stars, caliber players that have helped those stats. Jose has done this all by himself, and granted, he doesn't get any credit for that. I think it shows how unbelievably good he really is, because he's really had to do it by himself.
It's all right. Tony Gwynn, Derek Jeter, they never won MVPs either.
Exactly.
You'll be fine.
Exactly. You'll be okay. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, and I don't care if he never plays another game from this moment on. Obviously, I hope he plays a lot more games, but if he never plays another game this moment on, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, in my opinion.
I got to admit, I got excited last night when they pulled Bazana out of the game in the fifth inning. We find out today it's with an oblique injury, though. Maybe not the greatest, but I did. I got excited. I was like, all right, they're gonna really make a push with this. This is going to be great. Do you have any expectations that Bazana sees the big league roster next year? And if you do, at what point?
Yeah, I think next year is a very viable or realistic possibility, truthfully. I do think that the Guardians organization would like to see him have a little longer run in AAA, because again, that's not necessarily their motto, is bring up guys as fast as they possibly can. Offensively, he was having a very good second half in AAA, but I think they want to see that, probably for a couple of months stretch. So I would say by maybe June of next year, if all health considered, I would say that's probably a good timestamp for him to be up here by. And it's not a big thing if he's not, by any means. It could actually be a good thing, meaning, Brian Rocchio's taken to the position, which we all feel pretty confident he's going to do. And, Gabby Arias is taken to that position from an offensive side of things, because we know he can play defense. It's being consistent on the offensive side of things. So it's a good and bad thing if he decides to come up. Obviously, if he hits enough, he's going to force his way into this lineup no matter what, and they'll find a position for him to play. But I think, next June, maybe early to mid-June, is probably a pretty good place to start.
Chris, I'm not one of the media members who thinks the only way we define the season is a success is if they make the playoffs. It's easier. It is easier.
Sure.
But I do look at a lot of the things that have happened this year as a success. So I guess, but putting the playoffs off to the side here, what do you count as the Guardian successes in 2025?
Yeah, honestly, playoffs aside, I think the fact that they're even considering, they're even in position right now with everything that they've had to deal with on and off the field, the fact that they're even in a position to make the playoffs, I think is a major success. Coming from this offseason when, one of their main offensive forces was traded, they did not bring anybody in aside from Carlos Santana, but we all knew that wasn't the same, that wasn't an eye for an eye in that particular case. It might have been monetarily, but it wasn't from an offensive force standpoint. And not only that, they lost Josh Naylor, who was, one of the heart and souls of the clubhouse as well. I think you take away him, you take away your closer, your number three starter, and the fact that we're still 3.5 games back of the third and final wildcard spot. You know, here we are, what is it, September 12th? I think this season has been an outstanding success. And again, if they can finish right around 500 with the offense being statistically the worst offense in baseball this year, it's been a massive success.
Chris, great stuff today, buddy. You've become one of our favorite analysts here to have on and certainly to listen to throughout broadcast. So we appreciate you, buddy. And hey, let's go ahead and get that wild card spot.
Let's get the wild card. And it turns out I've tricked a lot of people in my life into thinking I'm good at something. I'll just add you guys to the list.
I mean, how do you think I got here, friend? All right, but be good. Chris Jimenez.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show
your way and on your time.